She is the former chief of staff for Representative Mark Meadows. She's running for state representative herself, and she's in studio. How are you?
Good morning, Tony.
Well, you know, when if you get elected and you start dealing with all the legislative issues dealing with education, you're going to be in pretty good shape because you've got a lot of experience. Just real briefly, run down your resume when it comes to education teaching.
Well, when I graduated from college in 1979, it seems like a long time ago, I began teaching in Columbus, Ohio, and have taught in a variety of states, Wisconsin, California, Indiana, Michigan. And I worked with learning disabled students, and then I specialized with dyslexia. And so right now I'm teaching remedial reading at the Lansing Community College, so I'm working with adults.
Why are you doing that?
You know, I started doing it about 4 years ago in the evenings when I had the other job with Representative Meadows. And, you know, I have skills, and I know that there aren't enough people like me with these skills to help people learn to read. And it is probably one of the most rewarding jobs I've ever had.
Do you think we forget how important reading is?
I don't know if we forget, but I think that we need to be looking at effective programs that really do make a difference, that help people move forward.
Well, my youngest had a challenge. When he was in the second grade, he was reading way below the level he was supposed to be at. So he was put in a program after school every day, 5 days a week for an hour. There was someone there working with him. And then twice a day at home, we hammered the point home. And now he's to the point where we can't get him to turn out the light and go to bed because of the reading, but there can be improvement if it's worked at. And for kids and young kids, it's hugely important on how well they do in school, isn't it?
It sure is. And actually, the earlier the intervention, which is we're going to talk about a program here this morning about that, the more effective it is and the more cost effective it is.
All right. March is Reading Month. That's why we're talking about this. Reach Out and Read Michigan is a program that you're involved with. It's March 12th through the 26th. Tell us about this.
Well, actually, Reach Out and Read is a program that's a national program. We're serving millions of children right now across the country. And here in Michigan, we have over 100 sites. This program trains physicians and nurse practitioners to work with families when they bring their child in as early as 6 months. And they actually give them an age-appropriate book, and they model for the parents how to read to their children. And what we know is we're empowering parents to become those children's first teachers. The cost is very minimal. There is no cost in training the physicians. They do like an hour online training. And then the books, from 6 months to 5 years, there are 10 visits. You know, you're getting your shots and that sort of thing. Those 10 visits, the total cost of the book is $50. So when we look at how we're going to use our money to help children learn to read later, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than waiting until fourth or fifth grade when you have to get a private tutor and maybe pay $35 an hour.
Reach Out and Read is a national school readiness initiative. I know you're looking for some storage space. You got a bunch of books, but no place to put them.
Yeah, right now we've got a few requests at. You know, we've added, one part of the program is the new books when you come in for your well baby checks, but we're doing something special in the East Lansing, Hazlitt, Okemos, and Williamston schools, where we collect gently used books. And these books are going to go in the waiting room for children that come to the doctor for any reason. And the two clinics that we have in town are the MSU Peds Clinic, Pediatric Clinic, and our Well Child Health Center on Mount Hope. And so these books will be there. Well, in the meantime, we're going to have quite a few books. And so we're looking for some storage space, probably the size of about two large bedrooms, a place we can put tables, and so we can sort and use those books as we need them.
Is there if a business has some space for you, how do they contact you?
Yeah, sure, they can give me a call at 337-3247. And, you know, or they can contact you and you have my contact information, but we would very much like to work with them.
Now, the program you teach at LCC is very interesting because a lot of these folks, you know, this is the first serious reading class that they've had.
Well, you know, I've got students that come in, this is remedial reading, so they come in sometimes reading at about fourth or fifth grade level. And some of them are retraining for new jobs. Some are actually coming out of high school. But what I know is we know in the first 2 years of life, children, the explosion of the neural pathways in their brain from all the language that they hear really makes them prepared and ready to learn to read. if we do a program like this, we're doing early intervention. So by the time they come to kindergarten, what we're seeing with this program is children are about a six-month edge compared to their other students. That may not sound like very much for someone our age, but when you're only a five-year-old, six-month edge is huge. And it really makes it so that the parents understand the importance of reading, and we get them early. And, you know, they really respect what the doctor says. They're listening to everything that doctor says when they come in. And when someone like that is telling them this is as important as what shot your child gets this month, it really has shown through our studies that it has an impact.
Now, there are local drop-off areas throughout mid-Michigan. For example, the Williamston Middle School office is that area's drop-off point.
Yes.
But there's other areas throughout mid-Michigan.
Sure. We've got Chippewa Middle School in Okemos. We've got Ralia Elementary in Hazlet, and in East Lansing, McDonald Middle School. So I have different student groups at each one of those schools that are helping promote this month, and they're very excited about it. I've gone in to talk to several of the students.
You know, I got a ton of books and boxes from the kids, and so if they're in fairly good condition, we need to get these to you, correct?
You really do. And I, you know, when families, we know that these two clinics that we serve have a lot of children that are in poverty or on the edge. Families that are in poverty, having the money to buy books is probably one of the last things on their list if they're just trying to keep the lights on and pay for food. And for me, this is a way to take books that are no longer used and get them into the hands of children that need them. So that's
the Susan, point. Is there a way for other clinics to become involved, or is it a little bit too late in the process for that?
Well, for the gently used books, you know, we can do that. I tell you, if they would like to be a Reach Out and Read clinic, basically they can contact me. I'll work with our state director. The only cost is the books. And so we try to find service organizations and other entities to help raise the money. For instance, one of our clinics, the yearly book fee is about $4,000 to service all of our children, about 2,500 children. So, you know, if they're willing to work with us to try to find the money, we'll help them set up a Reach Out and Read sign.
Now, you know, these doctor's offices are busy. How are they going to have time to incorporate this?
Oh, that is a great question. If you were to talk to some of our pediatricians, they will tell you when they walk in the room to examine the child and they hand the child a book, they immediately start to gather diagnostic information. They can see how the child handles the book, how the child looks at it, what the mother-child relationship is. And as the child gets older, they can talk with the child and hear some of their verbal skills. They have found the appointments go much more smoothly, and most physicians I've talked to totally embrace the program.
All right, Reach Out and Read. The program starts March 12th through the 26th. March is Reading Month. This is perfect for that. For people who want more information, one more time, where do they go?
If they need more information, they can give me a call at 337-3247. And just to clarify, the book drives are actually, Williamston is starting a little late, but we've got our other schools that have already started their book drives. And remember that if you'd like to add a Reach Out and Read site at your physician's office, just give me a call and we'll try to make that happen.
Did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
I think we've
got it. Yeah.
All right. The next time we get you in here, we're going to get down and dirty and talk politics.
Sure.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right. Susan Schmidt is the former chief of staff for State Representative Mark Meadows. She is running for state representative, and she was kind enough to come in studio this morning. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.